Coming up this weekend, it is a really fun concert. Rock Stars with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. Their music director, their guy who leads the group and just plans out such fun programs, Nick Palmer, is here. Hi.
John, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
The season finale is upon us, and it is just a delightful concert. There's this lovely arrangement of the music of Queen, Freddie Mercury. How did you hear about this, and how did you find it?
Well, it's funny. I came to know this really terrific couple in Brooklyn. They're called the Brooklyn Duo, and they produce a lot of really great arrangements for chamber ensemble of pop music. And so they did one that we actually performed last year. It was Take On Me by A-ha, the Norwegian band. And we did it in our 80s program. And everybody loved it. And so I asked them this year, because I had seen that they had made an arrangement of Bohemian Rhapsody for, I think it's for like sextet or something. It's got like I don't know, a couple of cellos and two violins and viola, bass, or septet, I don't know what it is. Anyway, and piano. So I asked them if they wouldn't mind making a full orchestra version of this for us. And they said, sure, we'd love to. And so they did. And so it's going to be the world premiere of the full string orchestra version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, man, that's so much fun. It starts the concert of Rock Stars Saturday night at 7:30 at the Long Center. It ends with another rock star. You know, you guys call Tchaikovsky, you know, this rock star. And he was such a big figure. I mean, part of the you know, great school looking towards both Germany and Russian folk music. This Fifth Symphony is a favorite, I know, of the Lafayette Symphony.
Yeah, you know, we perform it every... you know, 7 or 8, 9 years, whatever, because it's just such a powerful piece and it's such a beautiful piece. And of all of the Russian composers at that time, I think Tchaikovsky was the most skilled at thematic development, let's say. The other composers were more about changing backgrounds and using the same tune with different orchestrations and not really going anywhere with it, whereas Tchaikovsky actually does develop the themes and makes more drama that way. And this one especially harkens back to Beethoven's Fifth because it has the same theme in every movement, which is something that Beethoven, of course, did in the Fifth. And it's starts very, very dark and ends very, very triumphantly.
It's one of those, and it's one of those that, you know, the horn gets a beautiful solo, and the whole orchestra, each section really gets to shine. I think about bassoons, and I just kind of melt, you know, with the first movement, and just hearing really the bassoon. It's it's got to be fun for the orchestra to play, besides for
it
you to lead.
It's really fun to play, and there's so many different types of shading that you can get in the string section in this piece. And he writes so many different things. You know, he's very expressive with and specific with markings in the score as to how he wants things done. Like in the second movement, one place it says noble and one place it says affectionately and one place it says singing and one place, you know, of course, all in Italian. And, you know, it's just the way the whole thing kind of unfolds is really magical.
We're looking forward to it. It's Rock Stars with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra, Nick Palmer directing. It's the Keller Concert as well, and the competition brought about three winners. You have a violin, cello, and piano with some really diverse music.
Yes, and it's diverse, but traditional. And it's a little sampling of different periods of time musically, from Mozart to Bruch, and then Elgar, and they're all just wonderful snippets, you know, movements, really, from these different concerti that are very well known, the Mozart D minor concerto, the Bruch G minor, and then the Elgar E minor concerto, and they're all just really beautiful pieces.
They're all dramatic, and they're all in minor keys. I hadn't actually put all that together, and I was like, oh my goodness, they are, but they're all, I think they all show off the instrument incredibly well, and so it's got to be fun to have these young musicians to work with.
Oh yeah, we're really thrilled, and we have two members of one family this year, as you well know, two members of the Kostrava family, and Julie and Lily, and we're really thrilled. And our pianist is Song Kim, and they're all just terrific young musicians, and really have kind of show-offy pieces, I guess you could say. You know, there really are pieces that are meant to really show what a soloist can do musically.
It's coming up Saturday night, and indeed, Bruch's First Violin Concerto, the D minor 20th concerto for piano by Mozart, and Elgar's Cello Concerto. These are passionate works. It's a lovely way to show off youth. I know there'll be a competition this summer for next year's Keller competition. If someone is interested in that, a young person listening, I know there are often vocalists that perform this year, not just instrumentalists. Where should they go? Should they go to the website?
Yeah, the best thing is to go to the website and or to call the Lafayette Symphony office, or even stop by 6th Street at the Long Center, and our friendly staff is always there from 9 to 4 every day, and they can get some more information. But, you know, we've had so many different winners. You know, we've had euphonium, we've had a bassoon, we've had singers, we've had, of course, pianists, cellists, you know, and violinists a lot of times, but a lot of woodwind players and brass players. So, you know, anybody can enter on any instrument. That there are requirements whereby, you know, there are certain pieces that we like to keep in the hopper for this concerto, but sometimes we allow new ones to be put in as well.
Oh, so exciting. It's Rock Stars with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. I know you guys have announced next season, which has got all sorts of stuff going on, and this is a busy time of year. What's your summer plans after the concert?
Well, it's going to be busy, busy, busy still. I get a little break in June, and then in July, I'm going back to London to record my third compact disc with the London Philharmonic, and it is the Requiem of American composer Arnold Rosner, and we're right in the process now of figuring out how we're going to put it all together with a 100-voice chorus and 5 soloists and an orchestra of about 80 players, including 7 trumpets. It's quite an amazing piece. It's in 7 languages. I mean, it's just a gigantic undertaking, but it'll be a blast.
Oh, man, what a fun summer project. We'll definitely check in with you about that and about next season. Looking forward to Rock Stars. It's at the Long Center this Saturday night at 7:30. There's still a way to show up and buy a ticket. You can buy it online, all sorts of ways, and support these wonderful Keller Concert winners and your Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. Nick, it's great to see you. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's always a pleasure.